Now, if you're a parent, you have absolutely found yourself saying, I don't care anymore. They can do whatever they want. I think I said that twice just yesterday alone. 131-873, I'd love to hear from you. What have you found to be the best tools in parenting? I'm big on distraction, you know, or what's that over there? Or oh, did you hear that kind of thing? It works on 2- and 4-year-olds, but I'm sure it changes as they get older. Or what is the best advice someone gave you as a parent? 131-873. I think it's important for parents to use each other to just relay that stress and get it out there and share their war stories and issues. I reckon at least 90% of the time, from my experience, this is a gross exaggeration, of course, parenting can be an absolutely thankless task. Joining me now to talk about parenting is organisational psychologist and believer of truth, Joe Hart. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
First up, do you reckon parents put too much pressure on themselves?
Oh, look, I think certainly I have felt the pressure, and I think many parents have a really high standard set for themselves in terms of being a great parent and compare themselves to each other often.
Do you know what doesn't help? I found when there's that moment that dawns on you that you realize, oh goodness, I'm actually molding someone's life here. The decisions I make is going to turn them into the person they're going to be.
Oh, 100%. And look, I think, you know, a father of four myself, I know the first child is the one where, you know, I think every parent can attest to this, where, you know, the first birthday comes around and you spend a lot of time and attention inviting a huge crowd of people to celebrate that first birthday. And of course, your child's probably sleeping the whole way through it and got no idea of what's going on. So, you know, we want the best for our kids. And we want to make sure that we're giving them as much as we possibly can. And often that's a reflection of what we didn't have sometimes. And so our best intention is sometimes not always met with open arms from our kids, I think.
So in those moments of stress when you're in there, no matter the age of your kids, whether they be younger or they be teenagers, what are the different processes or stages, I suppose, that we go through as parents if we're overwhelmed?
Yeah, look, I think, look, it varies as well, like in terms of the number of kids you've got. I know, let's say when you've got one child, it's overwhelming because you've gone from being in a relationship with your partner where there's a degree of freedom and this desire to want to have kids to all of a sudden not having much freedom at all. And at least it feels like, you know, you can barely have a shower without being interrupted, or the concept of just doing something for yourself is quite foreign. So that can be incredibly stressful and draining, actually, and create anxiety and guilt in many mothers and also fathers in terms of not spending enough time with a child or feeling bad about that level of stress and emotional drain that they're experiencing. Similarly with teenagers, you know, it doesn't stop. You know, teenagers start going out, they're becoming independent. And yeah, it's a stressful time, I think, for parents. At least I've experienced that.
You're not alone, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One thing, we'd have a lot of grandparents listening, especially at this time. How does that relationship change from when people go from being parents to becoming grandparents? How does, I suppose, the perception change when you're caring for a child, but you're the grandparent? Because I feel like from the outside, the stress levels aren't as high.
I think, you know, the joy of giving a child back, you know, loaded up with sugar, and you've done the great thing as a grandparent. You know, it's been a wonderful time, and get all of the kudos from the grandkids. I think that is probably a different experience. But it's also not true of all grandparents. I think some grandparents play a very active role where, you know, the children are actually still needing a lot of support. And maybe they even live with their parents still and are raising their kids under that same roof. And that can be incredibly stressful. And I know that is a scenario that, you know, many grandparents are in. So, you know, it varies. But I think on the whole, yeah, grandparents have a pretty good gig in that they take the kids, they have fun, and then they hand them back, which is, that's always the ideal.
So what are the things, let's go back to parenting being a thankless task. What are the things that parents of all ages, what are the things that they can do to take care of themselves? Like, one of the things that my wife and I said to each other before we had kids was, and I found that, and because you mentioned the relationship and then all of a sudden there's another life there. I've always found that even though they're a big part of our lives, the kids are only part of your lives because you start off with your partner, then the kids come along, then the kids leave, and then you're with your partner again. So you really need to focus on your relationship being at the strongest it can be. So what would you say is the best way to take care of yourself, take care of your partner, take care of each other, so that you can be the best parents you can be? And so the stresses of being in that thankless role, I suppose that you can get the best out of yourself.
Yeah, no, great question. I love that. And it's actually really important because I think as parents, you know, we tend to adopt the approach of putting ourselves second, right? We put our kids first, their needs, even financially, we want to invest as much as we can in our children. And sometimes that's at the expense of us investing in ourselves. You know, a simple example would be, you know, making a decision about whether you're a new gym membership or whether you enroll your kid in a sporting activity or send them on a band camp or whatever it might be. And I think the danger with allocating all of it to your child is twofold. One, you're not going to the gym anymore. And two, what if your kid decides they don't want to do that anymore, which happens, let's be honest, very often, where, you know, they take up karate and 3 months later, you know, they've got their karate suit sitting in the cupboard and, you know, they don't really like the idea of getting kicked and punched anymore. So, you know, all of a sudden you've got a child that's, you know, you're feeling like, well, hang on, they've not appreciated it and now I'm not going to the gym either and I've paid the money, so it's gone. What do we do now? So there's a bit of resentment that kicks in. The other part of it is your partner, right? Sometimes you're the one running around, dropping your kids off to various activities, giving all of your time to them. Your partner says, look, I don't have time to do that. I've got a work trip or I want to do something for myself. And again, resentment kicks in. So I think they're the potential negative outcomes. What can we do? It's put yourself first. And it sounds selfish, I know, but actually it's selfless. And by putting yourself first, what you're doing is you're looking after your own mental well-being, and you're actually demonstrating to your partner and to your child or children what's most important to you. And the fact that you've got the presence and the ability to stay aligned to that. And when they see that you're aligned to what you say you're going to do, and then you follow through on it, they experience integrity. And they're like, that's what leadership looks like. That's what good parenting looks like when you say, this is what's important and I'm going to do it. And I think that's really critical for all involved.
Organizational psychologist and believer of truth, Joe Hart, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
131-873, what have you found to be the best tools in parenting, or what is the best advice someone has given you as a parent? 131-873.